Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What'd you say, Jimmy?
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, number one.
Good job, Jimmy.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. See, he has hosted 17 times. Well, hosting for more than 17 times, the Jimmy Carter Reports. Jimmy Carter himself, of course, brought to you by Jim Swartner. Swartner Farm and Ranch in Swartner, Texas. How are you, Jimmy?
I'm doing all right. We got aviation on our mind today. I just saw the footage. I've seen several now. I've seen the really good footage shot from a cockpit of another plane as this Delta Connection Flight 4819 arrived in Toronto yesterday. And this guy was just shooting it just to be taking a picture of it, I guess, as they were taxiing. And it lands hard. It looks like this pilot, he didn't flare out at the end, or a downdraft threw him down on the runway. And that plane just flipped.
That's my take.
Upside down.
Because the reports
are fire pretty quick too.
Yeah, the reports that they're just there was tons of crosswinds at over 30 miles an hour, which is right on the cusp of you cannot land the plane. And it sure looks like he was literally just feet from the runway. I think it was the left wing. The tip of it caught the ground, and that was it.
And what view are you looking at? Are you looking at this new one, or are you looking at something else?
Well, I've looked at several, but this is what I'm reading.
Well, this is brand new. You got to see this one. And I mean, he's coming down pretty quick, and it just doesn't look like he's coming. You know how they come and you flare out at the end, then you touch. He didn't get. He's landing real hard, and it's dramatic. This is the clearest, most dramatic footage that's just getting out there on the internet, and so. Everybody got out of the plane. Some are hurting. Three were in critical, but I haven't heard any updates on how they are doing. 80 were on the plane. I can't even imagine. This is going to be one of the most unusual crashes because, number one, no one died, or I hope no one dies. But the fact that you've got 80 people who are upside down and have to unbuckle their seat belts and fall to the ground to get out of this plane where I know they were smelling gas and jumping out the doors, and the flight attendants, who I hope they'd give a salute to, sounds like they did an amazing job of getting the doors open and doing all that. So good for
Isn't it fascinating that near 80 people, 76 passengers, 4 crew, were hanging upside down like bats?
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine. And with all my millions of miles of flying, I cannot imagine being upside down in my seat. And wow. I mean, that's wow. That's all I can say about that. So what's going on? We don't know. I mean, you've had a rash of things happening lately, and are they connected in any way? Is there, I want to know about the pilots. When this plane was relative, I had something on the plane. It wasn't a new plane, that's for sure. But I don't know that had anything to do with anything. They were saying it's a good thing that the wing flew off, because that helped a lot. That kept some of the fire.
Well, it also was a CRJ, like the one at Reagan. Only that was a very short version, and this was the longer 900.
This one looked like almost like the old DC-9 is what it looked like.
It did.
It was a Bombardier CJR 900. Let's see, 16 years old. They can operate two or three decades with regular maintenance. So it's one of a spate of aircraft crashes. There was an airliner crashed in December I'd forgotten about that was in South Korea. 67 died last month, of course, there in Washington. And on and on, the medical jet in Philadelphia and now this in Toronto. Southwest Airlines is going to do something they've never done before, mass layoff. Slashed 15% of corporate jobs, an unprecedented move to cut cost. They're going to cut about 1,750 people, unprecedented in the history of Southwest Airlines. Wow. I mean, that's a lot.
That airline is really
new for them.
It's really changing, and I think what's alarming is it's not changing for the things that I think Southwest was known for. You know, they used to have all these team-building exercises and parties and you know, staff, esprit de corps. This new president canceled all of that. That's gone. You know, getting awards for, you know, singing on the plane and making people happy, that's all gone. They're going to more of a business approach. And
well,
of course,
that's
just
because they have five Southwest board seats that are taken by this Elliott Investment Management Company, and it wasn't enough.
Hedge fund?
And the CEO. But yeah, so that's who owns it. And whenever that happens, you know what happens, whether it's a broadcast thing or whatever. You know, it's not good.
Well, it's essentially what happened to Boeing, so for instance, yeah.
Yeah, and so they've got a lot of, well, you know, I keep thinking of Herb, you know, Herb Keller. Wasn't that his last name, Keller?
Kelleher.
Herb was the great CEO, you know, of Southwest for all those years. For 50 years, they've had an open seating model, and now they've changed it. And I guess they've already changed it. I hadn't flown lately for assigned seats.
Starts this month as the aircraft get
numbered out or whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing they started this week, overnight red-eye flights. Now, Southwest had gotten to where they would fly late. You know, used to be there wasn't a Southwest plane came in unless it was late after 11:30 at night. They're going to have flights all over the country starting this year. But, you know, you take off at 2 a.m. and you get in at 7 the next morning. They've never done that before.
Yeah, I think one of those I happened to see was L.A. to Nashville. And it's going to be, you know, people have done those long hauls overnight. I did a few over the years, and you know, you leave at 11 or 12, and you know, you've already got to jump 2 hours, so it's 2, then 3, 4, you're getting at 5:30 or 6, you know, in the morning, and it's a rough day. But layoffs are going to take effect at Southwest in April. Most affected employees will not work but will still receive salary, benefits, and bonuses until then. Hate to see that with Southwest, though. It wasn't an airline that I'm mostly glad that I didn't run up all my miles on, because it's more of a difficult for business people, more of a difficult airline to deal with, you know, because you didn't have the assigned seats. I liked that, and then I didn't like it when I was flying for a living, because I wanted to make sure if I was going to cross the country, you know, I wanted to have a good seat, and I would pay the extra a lot of times to bump up to first. And with Southwest, you know, unless you're sitting in the exit row, every seat's the same. And it's just harder when you fly every week or two couple of times a week to fly Southwest on anything other than, remember, what they call it for a long time, the cattle car?
Cattle car airlines, yeah.
When it was.
Well, you're right. I just looked it up while you're talking. Southwest is making these changes under pressure from an activist hedge fund, Elliott Management. They believe the airline's been dramatically underperforming, and we're going to change things. By golly, I don't care if
they're joining IATA too. the IATA, which they were not a member of. And if you if you've ever had this trouble, they did not. If you got into a bag situation where you needed, you know, the other airline, like a Delta, will work with United on a bag change or something, but Southwest didn't have that agreement, and so they were never part of the rest of the bag system. They had their, they were their own thing. Southwest was always the own thing. It's, and you know, particularly when it was flying the triangle, San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, New Orleans, a little bit of New Orleans, and that's when I remember first, you know, getting with them. I don't even remember what their city. If it didn't fly into Love, you know, they didn't go. And remember, they couldn't.
And you know,
fly anywhere,
that's one of the reasons. I always assumed they didn't even offer even cheaper overnight red eyes. Now, I don't know that this new red eye thing is going to be able to offer you a cheaper option. Theoretically, it does, but that's just been that way traditionally. But the, you know, the real issue here is, I thought, is that Southwest made their living by not going to the expensive airports. You know, for the longest time, you didn't go to New York.
That was true, too.
You went to Islip. In Dallas, you only went to
Love Field.
And, you know, it's smaller secondary airports compared to the international airports of those big areas. You know, you don't have a big staffing on those airports overnight. So that's why I figured they didn't do it. That'd be too expensive.
No.
Well, they're also partnering
to come in
too.
Earlier in the morning or staying later in the evening. I mean, they're a pretty big presence in Los Angeles. They're a hub in Nashville. They got a lot of employees and a lot of flights.
They are. I think it's probably the biggest hub. Southwest
maybe
also is.
Hub.
I think it is. They're going a partnership route, which they've never done, in order to go international. Now, Southwest already had some international flights, no question. You know, down into Mexico and Hawaii is not exactly international, but you know, they started doing all of that.
Those are relatively new. All
right.
Those flights are, particularly Hawaii.
But now they're going to go to England.
One thing they've done
that
Herb wanted,
but it'll be a partner.
Well, one thing they wanted to do, and they've still done, is they only use one airplane, the 737. And they use different versions of the 737, but they don't have any other kind of airplanes. And that was one of the original concepts, what it would be, okay, we only have one plane, we only need one set of parts, you know, and all, and mechanics and that type of thing. And that's still working for them, maybe one of the few things that they're keeping. But I know they've been tempted to switch over, you know, to a cheaper Airbus, but so far they've not done it. So hopefully, I hope they don't screw this up, you know, any more than they have.
That's my concern, yeah.
Because the Southwest is kind of like Texas Airlines. It's been one of my favorites over the years. It used to be somewhat fun, you know, more fun than the other people. They were sticking to muds. I enjoyed flying Muse a little bit. I kind of enjoyed that whatever they had there, you know, that kind of, it was comfortable and it was kind of slick. Do you ever fly Muse?
Long time ago, back when, you know, Southwest revolutionized flying for us in Texas, but the real forerunner to that was an airline I believe they merged with or bought eventually called TTI, which jokingly we all used to call Treetop Airlines, but it was Trans Texas International.
Yeah, I never flew that. That was before my time, but Muse was a kind of an upper class thing that flew from Houston to Dallas. Now, that may be the only place they flew, I think. They flew a lot. So anyway, aviation's on people's minds today. If you want to buy a fire truck, that's getting to be a bigger and more difficult problem for the cities in the country. There are only three companies in the United States that you can turn to. And there used to be a lot of different ones. There were local fire engine makers all around the country, but now they've boiled it down to three. Their three largest companies control 80% of the market, and the wait times to buy a fire truck now are really long. Sometimes you can wait 2 to 3 years to fulfill it. The company that owns a whole bunch of them has a $4 billion backlog. So, among other things we got problems with this country that I never knew we had problems with in this country is making a fire truck. 11 people dying in severe weather. Of course, that's all coming to the state of Texas, at least in the level of cold weather, maybe tonight and tomorrow. I know my daughter came back from Disney World, in their new home, and they found 3 feet of water in their basement. And that is happening all over Tennessee and Kentucky. Biblical rains over the past week, and you've seen some of the pictures. The water has gone up to levee areas or over levees where it really hasn't gone before. And so all the, you know, a lot of people still poo-poo the climate change. But, yeah, climate does change. There's no question about that. It always had, or we'd be living under a glacier. But it's definitely different. You know, we never got floods at Valentine's Day in Tennessee or Alabama, and we're getting some of those, you know, now, and not even the end of February yet. Hundreds of FAA employees, back to the aviation again, fired over the weekend as part of the mass layoffs of federal workers. Terminations come weeks after these incidents. All right, now the national press is really playing up on this, and, you know, because obviously the aviation is in the news every day. Mass layoffs at these, I don't know who these people are or what they did, but again, it's hard to get, you know, you only get two kinds of news coverage these days. You get the ones that are trying, and it's the majority, that are trying for Trump to fail, and anything that they can do that's possibly a negative, they're trying to churn up. And you get the cheerleaders, which are at Fox and a few other places, that are everything he does is great. This is fantastic that he laid off all these workers. And I would love to find a publication that gave me the truth that would tell me both sides of this, because some of this, when you do read it, that's good, but that's not real good, is it? So you just want to know, be reassured, and I haven't found that publication quite yet. Well, let's have a word from Jim Swerner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And now with page two, here's Jimmy Carter.
All right, let's see here. A lot of people talking, and many of you probably, well, the ratings aren't bad, though. 14 million people watched the Saturday Night Live anniversary celebration Sunday night, and a pretty good number, 15, I think, watched, you know, some of the others, and those numbers are going to build. And if you have been, if your interest has been whetted with that, it is on Peacock. And Peacock, again, is something that you can subscribe to, and maybe you do it as a practice. Subscribe to it. You got 7 days free. Cancel it. Then you won't pay anything, and you'll see all the Saturday Night Live stuff, and you can see the new Bridget Jones movie. But this is where broadcasting and television is going. I realized it again this weekend. I have a television set in my office, and I haven't had it on but one time probably this year. And I watch the race on a screen on my right from a computer, and I watch the Saturday Night Live show on my left up here. And that's what they want us to do, and that's what we're doing. So I don't know, but we are definitely headed toward a streaming world in the television side of broadcasting.
Amen.
No question.
Pass the plate.
No, well, yes, sir. I got that. He said,
right, you guys have a stay warm.
Thank you, Jimmy. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And Jimmy has brought us, as usual, to the 8 o'clock hour. Stay tuned. Lots to come. And stay tuned during the information timeout to hear more about this cold weather warning and Arctic blast that you're not going to notice till late this afternoon and tonight. What color car now gets the most tickets for speeding? Hint, it's not red.
Really?
There's a new zoo coming to Austin, and it's 100% virtual. Virtual.
Virtual zoo?
And yeah.
Okay.
And I'll just go ahead and give you that right now, in essence. So many people are upset by having animals in captivity.
What about the ones that they're rescuing?
Oh, apparently that doesn't count.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, because isn't Austin like a rescue zoo, the one here? Because a lot of people don't realize there is a zoo, I think. We've talked about
it. Once you rescue an elephant, then I guess you should fly it back over.
Is that how we do? Or an eagle or whatever? Also next hour, Dierks Bentley and Zach Top Tickets. Hard to get, hard to find.
That's just moments away.
Yep.
Moments away. Only from 95.9. Eric and Bob in Austin's Texas Country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.